SDK. Welcome to Business Life After Hours, a podcast that takes a deep dive into real-life topics at the intersection of business and life. After the workday ends, that's where we pick up. And right now, I have the privilege of interviewing the director of the Ohio Department of Development, Lydia Mihalik. Lydia, it's great to have you on Business Life 360. Oh,
thank you so much. This is so exciting, and what a great space.
I know. Here we are at the HQ of Owens, Illinois. Yeah. So great to be at the headquarters.
It is. Thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm.
You're doing such great things at the state of Ohio. And we really would love to talk more with you about some of the investment that you have made in innovation and business.
Sure.
Tell us more.
Sure. So in this last round of budgets, the governor, Governor DeWine, Lieutenant Governor Husted, prioritized innovation and the creation of innovation hubs all around the state of Ohio. We've had some tremendous success in our major big cities in Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati, each area focusing on something that's really unique to those specific spaces. And now we're able to extend that investment in the development of these innovation hubs in Ohio's mid-sized cities, in Ohio's legacy cities, so to speak.
So exciting. We love the vision. And in this particular region, with glass being so strategic, tell us more about some of the partnerships that you have developed here.
Yeah, so look, things are going really great here in Northwest Ohio and in Toledo. We're very proud to be able to support the Innovation Hub that really focuses on some global leadership in the glass industry. This community, this region, has had such a strong tie to that particular industry. And we're just really excited about the collaboration that's taking place to extend that life and that history of glass innovation here in the Toledo area for many, many decades to come.
So let's pull back and look at some of the broad goals for the state of Ohio and what you're looking at in your particular Department of Development. And then I want to drill down a little bit more.
Okay, great. So look, things are going really well in the state of Ohio under the leadership of Mike DeWine and John Husted. I am so glad that I said yes and joined this incredible team at an amazing time.
And you joined in 2019, correct?
I did. And so from the beginning, we've really been focused on creating an environment throughout the state of Ohio, no matter where you happen to be, that is conducive for private sector investment. And quite frankly, the private sector has absolutely taken off in a lot of really great ways. Coming out of the pandemic, we are very strong. Our manufacturing sector is alive and well and back on track. As the Lieutenant Governor likes to say, you can't have made in America without made in Ohio.
This is true. I love that.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot of really exciting things to help support communities to be prepared for that private investor investment. And whether it is existing businesses in Ohio or brand new investments like the one we have in Intel down in central Ohio, there are so many exciting things happening across our great state, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
It is so exciting. And tell us a little bit more now about the commitment specifically as it ties to innovation, the glass industry, and some of this consortium, some of the dollars that have come in for that.
Yeah, so it's a $31.5 million investment in the collaboration of these teams, bringing the private sector, several glass industry manufacturers here in the region. It's also bringing together universities, Bowling Green, UT, those are all working in conjunction also with our two-year institutions. And then, the public sector is supporting it as well. And quite frankly, when you get all of those elements of a community working together towards a shared vision, prosperity is sure to happen. The Lieutenant Governor likes to say all the time that those that collaborate best win. And certainly here in Northwest Ohio, in Toledo, we are very impressed with the collaboration that's happening, particularly in this innovation hub.
Truly, these are powerhouses.
They are. They've had a really strong history here in the economy. They've been adding jobs, adding community investment. They are the hub, really, of this particular industry. And we want Ohio to maintain its dominance in the glass industry. And we know that this investment will help support those efforts.
And glass is everywhere we look.
It is.
In our
it absolutely
lives.
It's
sustaining
is.
The glass industry. And, we've talked before with some of the others that we've interviewed for this particular episode about the fact that these glass manufacturers, that are a part of the consortium aren't necessarily competitors.
No, absolutely not. They all have their little niche, so to speak. And so whether you're talking about beverage containers or solar panels, it really runs the gamut. And we're just really happy that they're coming together, bringing those like-minded research folks here. And then also trying to get more talent attracted in or developed here in the region. Because, look, these companies can only be as strong as the people that work for them. And so making sure that we have that talent not only today, but well into the future is definitely a goal of this hub.
Yes, for sure. And tell us more about the impact this will have on private and public partnerships and collaborations within the region.
So that's a great question. Like, why is it that we're doing this? And quite frankly, we want that legacy of the glass industry to continue to be strong, but to also to innovate, to develop the things that we need to live and work in the communities that we call home. And when companies do well, communities do well. And so we'll continue to see a long runway of success related to this particular hub.
And now, in addition to glass, what are some of the other business and industry sectors, if you will, within the state that you see truly innovating?
Yeah, so we've done three Innovation Hub Awards to date. Toledo was the first. It was the best proposal that we had. We were really excited about that.
Love hearing that.
Well, you should. you know, as someone who is a neighbor here in Northwest Ohio, just to your south, a bit in Findlay.
Former Findlay mayor.
That's right. I'm really proud of what came together to get this hub accomplished. But it's not just in Toledo. Dayton also has their on-main innovation hub, really focused on the defense industry, on information technology, healthcare. Those are all things that have been really strong in the Dayton region, and we're looking to see big things out of them. And then over on the eastern side of the state, our friends in Akron have a new polymer hub, which really makes sense. Again, one of those cities that has a long history in polymer, rubber, plastics. Of course, a lot of tire corporations there in that particular part of the state. But again, legacy industry in polymers, we want that to continue to be dominant on a global scale. So this investment helps fuel that collaboration and give them the resources that they need to be successful.
Truly, it's a great model for success for all regions, and not just in the state.
Yeah.
But I can see other states looking at this and saying, we need to do what Ohio is doing.
Yeah, you know, look, I think one of the things that my bosses tell me all the time is to go out and find best practices. Quite frankly, we see a best practice in our innovation districts. Our partners at Jobs Ohio have been phenomenal in helping to really churn those out. And so we wanted to see that same opportunity for success to be in other regions of the state. And, of course, Toledo, Dayton, and Akron right now are demonstrating that it can be done.
Mm-hmm. And Toledo really led the way.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Along with your help and your collaboration and your funding.
Yeah. Well, look, at Development, we're here to help empower communities to succeed. The investment that we're making in these projects and these efforts will go to making Ohio overall to continue to be the best place to live your best life, to get a great job, to get a great education, to raise your family. Ohio is indeed the heart of it all.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Now, sort of tangential to all of this is really the strategic endeavor of involving career centers and community colleges. Tell us a little bit more about that and how the workforce of the future is truly being developed through some of these innovative endeavors.
Sure. So in Ohio, we are creating jobs faster than we can find people to fill them. And the jobs that we're creating require some really tech-focused skills in engineering, in healthcare, in science. All of those things are really important, but don't necessarily require a four-year degree or an advanced degree. And so we've been really intentional about listening to the industry. I think this administration absolutely deserves recognition for actually listening to what industry needs. And so we filled that gap to help people upskill with our industry-focused credentials, our tech-focused credentials with tech cred. Those are for incumbent workers, so workers who may work for a particular company that are looking to get better and to raise their status in life and support their families. And so this this program helps do that. And then we also have an individual micro-credential assistance program, which is really for those folks. It's very similar to the Tech Cred program, but it's for those folks who may be unemployed, underemployed, or disadvantaged in some way, and they can access that credential for free at no cost to them. through one of our institutions here in the state of Ohio. Career and technical education has never been more important than it is now. Mm-hmm. This administration has been doubling down on not only investing in people, but also the places where they get the education. And I'm really proud of the work that's been done to date.
That is tremendous. Yeah. That's a great footprint to begin with.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us more about the aspirations you have as the Director of Development for the state of Ohio in terms of kind of going forward endeavors.
So, look, I think, again, our job at the department is to help empower communities to succeed. One of the great things I get to do in my job is to drive around the state, listen to folks, whether it's educators, businesses, or individuals in a community having coffee. They all have hopes and dreams and aspirations. And Mike DeWine and John Husted want every Ohioan, no matter where you're from, no matter what your place in life, no matter what you want to do, you should have the opportunity to live your best life. And so the work that we're doing at development, whether that's helping communities clean up brownfield sites, helping to get neighborhoods prepared for that next new home build, whether we're helping small businesses become what they want to be, regardless of what that is, we want to be of assistance in that way. And so my job will have been successful at the end of the day if we've accomplished this, where, again, creating an environment that's conducive for private sector investment that increases the overall quality of life and living here in the state of Ohio.
As an Ohio girl myself,
yeah.
I'm curious to know how the state slogan came to fruition. Ohio, the heart of it all.
Yeah, so great. It's a great slogan. It came back. And look, we were, for several years, we encouraged Ohioans to find it here. And we needed a transition, something that more effectively communicated to everyone that no matter what you wanted to do in life, no matter what you wanted to experience, that you could have it all right here in Ohio. Ohio, the heart of it all, had a lot of brand equity. So when we were doing some research, a lot of people actually thought that that still was the brand that we were all living under. And in fact, it was not. So when we brought it back and we gave it a little refresh, I think what we do is encourage people to look at Ohio as forward thinking, as a place, whether it's the heart of technology, the heart of innovation, the heart of education, the heart of business and industry. Again, you can't have Made in America without Made in Ohio, because in Ohio, it is the heart of it all.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor Husted. Thank you to our Governor, yeah. DeWine, yeah. for that as well. And all of the work that you're doing has just been phenomenal. So I have a question for you, personally speaking. What are you the most proud of in your career to date?
I would say that, when I was had the opportunity to serve as mayor, we did a lot of really cool things, bringing folks to the table to accomplish, a vision together. And so what I've really tried to do over the last 5.5 years is apply that same principle, where we bring people around the table together, private sector, public sector, working together. There is so much efficiency and effectiveness in actually doing that. The practice of it is very hard, but I'm very proud of the communities that I've been able to visit and the leadership that exists there, and be able to share, what our role is here to help support their visions, their hopes, and their dreams. And at the end of the day, what we find is total inspiration. Mm. There's so many great things happening around this state, particularly in Northwest Ohio. It is on the move. This is Ohio's time, and Toledo and Northwest Ohio are certainly taking advantage of it.
Director Mihalik, thank you so much for being on Business Life 360.
Yeah, you're
All
welcome.
Of the effectiveness in what you're doing is just really showing through. Congratulations, and thanks again for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Business Life After Hours is hosted and produced by Christy Kay. Audio engineering, production, and editing by Chris Pfeiffer. Be sure to join Christy for her award-winning television series, Business Life 360, the third Thursday of the month on WGTE HD or at wgte.org/b360. Business Life After Hours is a production of WGTE Public Media.